Remember, remember, the 5th of November. Gunpowder, treason, and Napod Pomo. It's Friday the 4th of no, 5th of November, honestly. Well, again, not at the time of recording this, but certainly by the time you listen to it. And this is episode 5 of the Napod Pomo series. Yeah, 5 in a row. It's getting better. I'm going to stop saying it, because by the time I get to like 20, I'm going to be like, oh my god, I can't believe I got to 20 episodes! So I'm not even going to bother. Going to start tonight's episode. Sorry, today's episode. Today's episode with two apologies. The first apology is to Jen from the Inside My Head podcast that I promoted yesterday. Now, I had some feedback at 4:15 this morning. Sorry, 4:15 yesterday morning from Bren from This Reality podcast, a podcast I intend to promote in a future show. And he said, it's all very well doing promotions and introductions, but you really should go into more detail as to about the show so that people know what to expect. And I absolutely agree, and I heartily apologize to Jen for not giving her show as much justice as it needed. I do apologize. Now, the reason I didn't give much information about the show is because I don't know much about the show myself. So the best thing I can offer you is an apology and to say get your butts over there and have a look at the show for yourself. jen.phantompower.org. Sorry about that. The second apology is for yesterday's show. Now, I listened to it. I listened to it on the way to work yesterday, and it was quite appalling. I was tired. It sounded like I was drunk. And in some places, I didn't actually make much sense. Some would say that's normal. But yes, I was very tired. I'm still very tired now, actually. It is taking its toll, having to plan and get these things ready. You know, in reality, at this moment in time, it's actually 10:30 on Thursday evening that I'm recording this for release today, Friday morning. And I need to be in bed. I'm not getting as much sleep as I should do. And it's your fault. Or you guys, you and you over there, and you, for listening. But I don't care, because I'm enjoying it. So there you go. Right. I made another boo-boo yesterday. I didn't tell you what the bedding music was. And the bedding music I played yesterday was this. And that was by Derek K. Miller, who is actually the chap that wrote the theme tune for the Dumbed Down Life, which that track for the Dumbed Down Life is called Snub-Nosed Aardvark. But this one that I've just stopped for yesterday was called Cold Cloth and an Ice Pack. Penmachine.com is Derek K. Miller's website. Today's dub track. Today's bedding track is by Cyrus FX and is called Voodoo Dub. Links to his website will be in the show notes for today. Oh, and we have a visitor.
Hello.
Oh, hang on, your microphone's off. Try again.
Hello.
Hello. How are you getting on?
I'm about 7,100 words.
7,000 what? That's a bit of a jump.
Yes. I did about 3,000 odd words at work.
Right. Now, it is... Well, we're actually recording for day 5, but let's assume it is day 4 like yes. It is at the moment. 4 lots of 1.6 is... You should be on 6.5...
But it's 1667, so...
Yes, 1667. So 30, you should be on, I don't know, 6,600 records. God, I'm like I'm at work.
Talk about a database person.
6,600 words, and you're on 7 something. Mm-hmm. So you're well on track at the moment. Yes. You happy?
Yes.
Excellent.
Bit of some weirdness on my talk today, on my, because it's my character sharing stories.
Hmm.
And one was about a woman doing life drawing class, and it, some of the things that happened, and the bloke who was a doctor, and it included a overweight couple stuck in a bathtub, who were lifted to the thing in the bathtub, stuck together.
What goes on inside your head? But we're going to hear more from you tomorrow, because after tomorrow, yes, because after we've recorded the Bugcast tonight, we will record tomorrow, Saturday's Napod Pomo, when you can then talk about how you're getting on with your NaNoWriMo project.
Cool. Because at the moment, I've done about 7,000 words, and it's not at the meaty part of the story yet, so it's pretty good that it's a low-key part of the story and still got plenty of words.
Excellent. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for popping in. Right. Okay. Where were we? Yes, the podcast that I'd like to promote today is the Friday Night Comedy Podcast from Radio 4. That's from the BBC here in the UK. Every Friday, they produce a half hour, 26 minute comedy show, which does get broadcast live on Radio 4. And this is the podcast version of that comedy show. Now, for the main, they alternate between the news quiz, which is a topical, satirical, news-related quiz hosted by Sandy Toksvig, and The Now Show, which is a topical, satirical news-based show hosted by Steve Punt and Hugh Dennis. But every so often, they also throw other quiz shows into the mix. They've done, now that's why they call it The News, and they've also done a couple of Just a Minutes as well, which is a very good one. And I wish they'd do that on a regular basis, because I do enjoy Just a Minute, because it's one of those shows that really brings out the pure comedy talent of the guests that are taking part. You can't script something like that, because it's all coming out your head all the time. But Friday Night Comedy Podcast from Radio 4. bbc.co.uk/radio4 is the website to go to. You can find all the details in there. I think you can also listen online as well as on the podcast version itself. But it's definitely worth listening to. It's extremely funny. I normally listen to it on in the car on the way to work on Monday morning. And yes, I do get some funny looks from other drivers who see me laughing and wetting myself and stuff. But yeah. Okie dokie dokie. Yesterday, I was talking to you about how I started in podcasting and what podcasting meant to me. Today, I want to tell you about how I do it. Now, when I first started, it was my trusty laptop and a headset, which is here. Now, I'm not using this headset anymore because, unfortunately, the wire has come loose on it and it doesn't work anymore, which is a real shame, because even though I wasn't using the microphone on the headset, the headphones on them were very, very nice. But unfortunately, I have to relegate that to the podcasting scrap heap, which is sad and a shame, because that's the headset I had started podcasting with back in 2008. It must have been about August last year. So around about, it was around episode 74 of the show. I went out and spent some money on some kit, because I wasn't totally happy with the audio quality of the show. As I mentioned yesterday, I'm a little bit of a perfectionist with regard to that, and I do tend to be my own critic, and it's never good enough. I mean, even now, you might think the quality of the show is pretty good, but I mean, Rowley even said it on Wednesday, that the quality of the show is great, but I'm always hearing the shortfalls in the quality of the show. So went out and bought lots of kit, and the setup as it is now, and I will take some photographs this weekend and post them up on the website, Of course, there aren't any there at the moment. I have my trusty laptop, and it is running a piece of software called IDJC, Internet DJ Console. It's designed primarily for live broadcast streaming, i.e. playing music to an audio stream, which people can then pick up live from a website. But I wasn't using the streaming part of it at the very beginning. I was just using it to capture the audio. There's two media players. The one on the left I use for all my jingles and intros and outros, and the one on the right is where I put all of my music. And it's that console that handles everything for me. Like, before I started this, I pressed record, said, remember the 5th of November, and then pressed play on the left-hand playlist, which then played the intro, and then came across, switched the microphone on, switched the bedding music on, and started talking, and that's how I've left it. When I play the track in a bit, I'll go to the track that I'm going to play, press enter, it'll play it, I'll turn the microphone off, etc. So it's an amazing piece of kit. Unfortunately, it is Linux only. It doesn't run on Windows or Mac that I'm aware of. I'm a Linux user. You'll learn this over time if you don't already. But it's a fantastic piece of kit, and I'm really, really happy with it, and I can't see me changing in a hurry. So, the major part of the kit that I purchased was this, the microphone. And we have two of them, because Caroline, my lovely wife, lovely co-host on the Bugcast, also has one. And we're not in a bit of a Behringer spree, Behringer being the name of the manufacturer of the kit. So we have two Behringer C1 studio condenser microphones. I have a Behringer Zenix 802 8-channel mixer for the microphones and the Skype stream if we have other guests on the show. It all gets fed in through that. And again, there'll be a photograph to do all that. And then between the laptop and the mixer, I have a UCA 202 USB audio interface, which has feeds in and out of the mixer and a USB cable to the laptop. So, big geeky, I'm aware, but that's it. It just goes to prove that a lot of people don't realise how easy it is to start a podcast. It really is very straightforward. I started, and for the first 73 episodes of the Bugcast, I had a laptop that recorded some audio and a headset. That was it. It was me, my personal desire, that made me go out and buy this kit to make it sound better from my perspective, not from anyone else's. So if you have a laptop, you just need a bit of software. Audacity will do the trick. Audacity is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. Something to record with, a microphone, headset, even the microphone in your laptop would do the job. Not that great quality, but it does do it. If you want to include music, you can just edit them in with Audacity. It really is easy to do podcasting. Let no one tell you otherwise. So, like I said, photos at the weekend, and I'll post them up on the Bugcast website for you all to see. So we're going to close out tonight with a piece of music. Now, the music we've played so far, we've played an instrumental guitar piece. We've played a nice upbeat, almost like jazz influence piece, which was on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Rowley chose a bit of drum and bass. Yesterday, we had some Bangra. Today, we're going to have a bit of hard rock. This, and you're going to enjoy this, is Antares with Nowhere. We are. Can't tell me you didn't like that. What an awesome song. Antares there with Nowhere. Not to be confused with Antares, the people who designed the wonderfully famous auto-tune system. No, this is Antares. A-N-T-A-R-H-E-S. you can find them at... Oh, I didn't write it down. Hang on a second. I've got it here somewhere. Oh, dearie, dearie me. How bad am I? I believe it's myspace.com/Antares. Antares. Yes, it is. myspace.com/Antares. And we're actually going to be playing another one of their tracks on tonight's podcast, the main show. If you want to come along and listen to that, you are more than welcome to do so. Head along to thebugcast.org/live at around about 9 o'clock tonight. That's Friday night, so if you listen to this beyond that, you've missed it. And you can hear the main Bugcast show being broadcast live as is in all its glory. Also, if you hang around for a little bit afterwards, you'll also hear Saturday's Napod Pomo episode being recorded live before it gets released. So that's something you might want to look forward to. We have had some... Have you noticed? before I move on. Have you noticed that every time now... You know, this is the fifth episode of Napod Pomo. Each one has been longer than the one before it. Class. Yeah, we've had some feedback. Quite a bit, in fact. Jen, from Inside My Head, has commented additionally on... Tuesday's and Wednesday's show. Comment for Tuesday, she said that she really enjoys the Robbers podcast, has been listening to it for quite some time. And she also enjoyed the song that we played, which was Freedom by Giles, which is one of the ones that I played on the first episode of the podcast. And she also commented on episode 3, which was Wednesday, the interview with Rowley, saying how much she enjoys Dark Compass and it was good to hear Rowley on the show, and how much she liked that song, which was the crucial drum and bass. Let's try the middle one. Drum and bass track, Drink Milk, Kick Ass. So, Jen, thank you for keeping in touch. It's really nice to hear from you and really glad you're enjoying the shows and the music. Laura, who I believe is another Nadpod Pomoa, responded to episode 1 when Caroline came in very briefly and started talking about National Novel Writhing Month. quality. Laura's comment was, Writhing Month, I could totally do that each day. Fair enough. I won't ask for pictures. We also had a track suggestion from Steve. Now, Steve is a regular on the podcast. He comes into the chat room most Fridays. And he's recommended a track that is NaNoWriMo related. But we're going to play it tomorrow on Saturday's show because it kind of ties in with Caroline's NaNoWriMo project. I do have one more piece of feedback, but I'm going to leave that right to the end, and it may be apparent why. If you want to get in contact and leave feedback on these shows, we very, very, very much appreciate anything you want to say. If you head along to thebudcast.org/contact, there's information there on how you can get in contact with us. Sorry, with me, should I say, with regard to email, feedback@thebudcast.org. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and various other places to boot. So please do get in touch and let us know what you think. The final bit of feedback was from Jonathan, who is a friend of mine. I've mentioned him on a previous show. And he came up with this idea that said, if you're going to be using your show to introduce other podcasts, shall we call it Napod Promo? Leave it with you. See you tomorrow.